Operation Paperclip into the U.S. and the development of separating families, drugging children, and labeling and drugging, and how much more the schools get for mini vaccinations or drugging kids. And, you know, when you follow the money, you start to understand the penal industrial complex with NRA and gun sales and violence, and then the perpetuation of being taught war. So anyway,
you're saying that schools get money for vaccinations, getting kids vaccinated?
Now, the vaccination part, you might want to go to childrenshealthdefense.org, childrenshealthdefense.org, and go to ringoffire.org and get with Sam Cedar and Mike Papantonio and Joe Kennedy, so the third.
I've heard of Ring of Fire before, yeah. Okay.
Mike Papantonio, he's a lawyer that has a lot of information that's not getting out about Big Pharma. And followthemoney.org, you can go to followthemoney.org and check and see how much of our government subsidies are going to Big Pharma that's tied to Big Ag and major chemical companies and biological warfare chemical companies.
Well, I had some experience with that with my own children. Their mother had seizures, and we all suffered from a lot of post-traumatic stress in our family. But I had them in counseling, and immediately they thought that they needed to be on ADD medication. And so their doctor's name was Dr. Sack. And well-known doctor here in the Northwest. And once I started studying Dr. Sack and finding out, you know, some of his patients, I realized that he had Kip Kinkle as a patient. And Kip, you know, we know what Kip did. Kip did. So anyway, I looked into it further, and well, Kip Kinkle, you know, he had the massacre here in Oregon, but anyway.
He did?
Yes.
I didn't know.
But he was on. He was on.
I never heard of him.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he was on the same medication that he put my kids on. So, you know, I just pulled the kids out of school, and I just said they can't go there any, you know, and have any more of that medication. It's ridiculous. And I talked to their personal, our family doctor, and they said, he's hitting them on the head with a sledgehammer with this medication. They shouldn't be taking anything like this. And so, you know, I quit taking them to that place for counseling. But, you know, you got to be careful who you take your kids to and who gives them what. Why should we be drugging young kids anyway? I mean, sure, all kids are hyperactive and they run around a bit, but, you know, so we throw them on medication, and then we give them all these different vaccines. We require that they have to take all these different vaccines when these vaccines aren't what they, you know, are put up to be. You know, the accuracy is way off on so many of them, and they allow a wide range of inaccurate results that occur in all kinds of problems. You want your kids to have all kinds of long-term problems just because, you know, they say they need to take this? They, being the corporatocracy, big pharma that puts out the money to fund these various researches that are always in their favor.
With horrible side effects, eh? We should talk about side effects.
Well, you're the nurse. Here,
okay.
Go ahead and...
Okay. Well, you want to get more information on this, you go to Dr. Peter Briggin, Peter, B-R-E-G-G-I-N. He's a medical doctor. I'm pretty sure he has books about, I think it's medical madness. Well, check him out. And then go to Mad in America. Really, really an important group to look at, madinamerica.org. And then Dr. Peter Briggin has YouTubes. Peter, Dr., or it might be under Peter Bregan, MD, and then I think he's got, you know, background psychiatry, too, and forensics and what have you. Anyway, top 50 drugs, the top 50 drugs for psychological problems and pain management. They're listed, and the side effect is suicide and homicide. So a lot of the homicides and these suicides are being covered up because the lawsuits and what have you with debts are giving our government money to Big Pharma for what?
Drug your kids, you know.
All the side effects?
Wow. So how many times we see on TV, you know, well, let's take Zantac, for instance. For years, it was, oh, Zantac, you got stomach problems. You take Zantac, you know, and it alleviates your problems, and you're having all this fun, and everybody's smiling, you know, in every one of these ads. And now they're saying, oh, Zantac and Ranitidine, oh, it causes stomach cancer. Go figure. So, you know, they told us it was all good for us, you know, time and time and time and time and again on the TV so many times that you're sick about hearing it, you know. So, you know, we got to take a grain of salt what they stuff down us time and time again. You know, once you hear it so many times, it gets lodged in your subconscious and it just becomes something that you relate to. And it's not good.
It's like MK Ultra. Check that out, everybody. Check out MK Ultra and make sure you check out Kathy O'Brien's YouTube. Yeah, MK Ultra and mind control and some of the systems that were set up with mind control. And then what other? Let's see, Big Pharma. Let's see the history of Big Pharma. You might want to follow the money. It's really, you know.
Let's go back, clear back to World War II. Bayer Pharmaceutical, Germany. What do you know about them, Lynn?
At BASF, there's a video out there, too, if it's still available. It's called The Good War. Catch up. See what the bankers and the military-industrial complex tied to the penal-industrial complex tied to massive drugging and vaccination farms tied to biological warfare labs tied to street drugs. Street drugs. Let's just get right into the penal-industrial complex and the money around what's happening with street drugs. And the penal, how much money goes into the penal industrial complex and the lawyers and the courts and the courts, you know.
Let's not get far from what we're talking about Bayer Pharmaceuticals, and now they've gone and, what, bought out Monsanto? What a lovely team, Bayer and Monsanto. Yeah. And then also, what they do, they went back to the land in Auschwitz and bought the testing facilities that they used clear back in World War II.
They funded it. BASF was involved in pharmaceuticals to help. And they, you know, followed the money. They were the ones that got Auschwitz set up.
And so now they're using that facility for more, experimentation.
They are?
Yes.
When did you hear that? I didn't hear that.
Yes, well, anyway, check it out.
Hey, really? Whoa. Okay. And let's see, there's, when you're following, okay, a lot of this today, you can't have one nation under God, the God within each person, sharing those people's gifts, if they don't even know how to use that intergalactic internet tied to their soul energetic, higher vibratory energies, the internet of the soul. So, they've been cut off on this planet for eons. Eons. and been dividing and separating and testing. Testing. Woo! Yeah, testing. Like, yeah. Lots of chemicals, okay? Yeah, lots of chemicals. And the strange thing is that all big pharma's drugs, there's green medicine videos, and all the big pharma's drugs come from nature, started from nature, one form or the other. But heck, we're poisoning nature. And then, of course, the labs, you know, people are taking the drugs because they're taught to believe in the drugs. And so they have to forget which drugs. Oops, those came from China. Oops, those came from, well, oh, I forgot that lab. Oh, they had people, oh, they got, oh, uh-oh. Now, where are all these chemicals coming from? And where are they being shipped to, and how are they being handled, and what are they really for, and what about the that keep the, you know, the clone testing and the, you know, growing organs or stealing them, or let's see, oh, the blood, you know, the you know, the satanic rituals, check that out. Whoa, got to have that blood, you know. All that fear, keep you in fear, take your system down. And how do you cope? Oh, drugs or violence, or you're taught to war, you're taught to kill.
There's always alcohol, you know.
Both, all, aren't they all? But they're all good in moderation with the right intention of your power, of your God self, you know. Are you coming from your higher intention or old programs? ACIM.org, ACIM.org. Get with them. They'll help explain the individual and collective and the Bible, you know, about self-love. How can you have self-love if you don't even know who you are? And you're so traumatized. And the more you try to take, you know, a drug, oh, street, no, you can't have those now. We're going to take you off street drugs, and we're going to monitor you 10 times more, and we're going to put you on big pharma drugs. Oh, yeah. Oh, that'll be just real fun for you.
By the way, they cost $100 a pill. And about how it goes, you know. First, they let you take them and see that they work real well. And, oh, by the way, you just can't quit taking them right away without going back to them or the doctor, you know, being weaned off of whatever it is. They've got you strung out on that time. It's ridiculous. I can't believe it. Believe it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the side effects. Oh, it'll just maybe give you a stroke or, you know, kill your kidney or liver. But, you know,
if you have cancer, you get to sue, you know, before you die.
No, you can't. No, there was a warning on the label.
Oh, geez. You're so big. Well, we all forget the warning labels, don't we?
So let's see, but you know, you can let's see, how else can you stay out of fear? Oh, let's see, poverty causes stress. Let's go to stress, okay? Since we're really going to healthcare, because you can't be free if you don't have healthcare, okay? We can't, you know, there is no freedom and justice if people are labeling and drugging you, keep you sideways, and then, you know, take you down more, or maybe just the liver, you know, or replacement, or, yeah, maybe, well, let's see, do this. Yeah, so anyway, you want to follow the money and see the privatization and, like, COVID. If your hospital does, let's see, oh, it can sign a paper on the death certificate that it was COVID, or that you have COVID patients, you might look this up, because I know there's stats on this, 39,000 per COVID patient. So, you know, they definitely want you to have COVID.
Oh, if they die, huh?
No, even if you don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they got to track, you know.
Oh, the hospital get the money?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how convenient.
And they want to track us, okay? They want to start tracking us, people, okay? And if you go in and you study some of the, wish I had all the names of the different people. Let's see. Milk. No. M-I-L-K. B-I-T-Z. Anyway, just look up, you know, seek and you'll find. Go, MadInAmerica.org will probably have a lot of it, and then that you need, that you'll get, you know, and then also to Peter Bregan. He's really an important one, too. And then, who's the other one? Followthemoney.org. Yeah, and then Good Jobs First. Good Jobs First are taking the privatization, supposedly, you know, because private, you know, businesses are so, you know, just only the way to go. So, whatever. Well, then you look at the privatization of the prison system, right? That what? Yeah, right. That's that. You want to keep going there? I don't. And then. You know, the privatization of these hospitals, right? Oh, yeah, right. But then you follow the government money. It's our money. It's our money that they're privatizing, using it backwards. As far as I can tell, it seems kind of backwards.
Right.
Now, ridiculous. Strange. Just strange on that, you know? And then ADD, you know, labeling a two-year-old with ADD. I mean, like, I what now? You know?
You know, the thing is, everybody wants to save a buck, and so they go to these dollar stores, and if you go into a dollar store and you smell all that plastic in there, it's almost kind of toxic, overwhelmingly so. But imagine you take those plastics that aren't tested for any kind of toxins, that they pour them in together, make all kinds of plastic things in these molds, and then you ship them over here, and then your kid chews on them. And it releases things into their mouth and through their saliva and stuff. And, they develop ADD. And people wonder why.
Well, that's, you know?
So, you know, sometimes the cheapest thing isn't the best thing, you know, even though you're trying to get a deal and everybody's trying to save some money these days, especially now. Really, really got to be observant in what we give our children.
Okay, let's go back to nature.
What they take.
We do that,
yeah.
Then, right? Like hemp, plastic, right? Hemp.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Isn't that better? Really? I mean, it's. That's,
well, they have this.
Know,
they have, I guess they have a rice paper that's kind of a rice plastic now that breaks down really fast.
They got stuff, don't they?
You
really?
Know,
like, yeah.
It's pretty amazing, you know.
Yeah.
They do. But we need to research these and use them,
yeah,
and insist on the packaging that comes to the United States be packaged in these materials that can break down, not these cheap plastics that are melded over here from China with all these other little plastic doodads that get used once or twice, and then they sit on the shelf or you step on them on the floor or some, you know what I mean. Anyway.
Hey,
you can tell I like plastic, right?
Yes, right. Recycle Sweden, everybody. If people would share that, that'd be really good. They're just older country. You know, they're wiser, you know, as far as...
Well,
working.
No, they're doing it. Sweden's really stepped up, and they're the top model for the world right now. That's what I've heard. Have you heard about it?
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. Like 99%, they even get a lot of their garbage trucked in. I mean, boated, you know, boatloads of
barges.
Yeah,
garbage.
Barges. Yeah, they other countries.
Oh, to bring it, huh?
Yeah, because they can reuse it. 99% or something. I mean, it's just
really?
Like, yeah, it's like, what have we done? You know. Well, let's just jump back. That's one piece of right. You know, recycling teams. We need massive recycling projects. I mean, massive, really. You know, they should be part of infrastructure.
Yeah, but
maybe.
If we insist on the right packaging in the first place,
yeah, but,
then it's going to cut down as much recycling as possible. I mean, we don't need all these pretty packaged things, you know, and all this plastic.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to also go on the other part of that, right? You think about all the plastic, right? And back to, well, local foods, okay? Let's get back to drug wars, okay? People need to follow that money. We're talking trillions, okay? Really. You better check it out, okay? Really follow the money. Get FIOA papers, right? Freedom of Information Act. Information. Start to follow the money on the drug wars. It's really critical. Where, you know, follow the money. because all those drugs, as we know around, you know, most areas now, that natural herbs, like Bible Health Studies, natural herbs, we need nature. We don't need Big Pharma, who got their products, and the street drug people. They got their products from nature, okay? They obliterated them, and by poisoning them with all these weird chemical things that make us weirder, you know, I mean, it's just insane. So, really, it's just, we don't need to do that. We need local foods, you know, so it's not, you know, we local green jobs that grow all the natural herbs. And they can, go ahead.
Well, the thing is about, you know, local foods, you grow your own food, you know what's in it.
And nature, Big Pharma, nature, I mean, nature. Big Pharma's drugs. We need them. We don't need biological.
You know what I think is funny?
Crap.
There is a book that was out in the 1930s, and it was called Back to Eden, and it had all kinds of recipes in it, tinctures and what leaves to use off of certain plants and stuff, and it told the various trees and everything. Very helpful. About 3 years ago, I had a breakdown with a gallbladder problem, and I went to the hospital, and they said, "Oh yeah, you're going to have surgery for sure. You know, you need to get on the schedule and all that." And oh man, I just had spinal surgery before that, and I didn't want to have another one, and so I went in and talked to my doctor. He says, "Well, you know, it's getting pretty bad. You know, and it hurt to the touch and everything." So I got this book my sister had given me, Back to Eden. And so it said, drink some milk thistle tea, a warm tea, and then lay on your right side. Drink a couple of shots of pure olive oil, and then a couple of 3-4 shots of fresh squeezed lemon juice. Oh, boy, okay, you know, I'll try anything. I didn't want to go to the hospital. But you got to elevate your feet, clear up in the air, and lay on your right side. So I lay on the right side, and I'm doing this. I'm thinking, oh, God, okay, you know, I'm trying this. And you take from your hip bone and massage down towards your crotch real slowly, kind of just pressing slowly, flushing that out of your gallbladder, and just laying there, you know, and I put a heating pad on there. And, man, the next day, you know, all kinds of nasty things came out of me. But I tell you, I felt so much better. The pain was gone in my side. I didn't have to have gallbladder surgery. I kept it up like once a week for like a month, and I haven't done it since. So there are alternatives that, you know, you don't have to go to the hospital and have the big hospital bills and all that stuff. I mean, sure, if you're acute, you know, you got appendicitis or something, you know, you need, a car wreck, yeah, but, you know, let's face it, nobody wants to go to the hospital, especially now, so, you know, there's...
You can't afford it either.
Yeah, but there's all these wonderful, you know, plants that God put on the earth, so many that we haven't even looked at yet, we haven't even studied, and here goes the rainforest, you know, they're cutting down the doggone Amazon, when there's so many things down there that haven't even been studied yet, it's ridiculous. I'm sure there's cures for everything under the sun there, you know. You know, we got to take a better look and watch who's funding what and who's putting money into what to make us believe what's good for us. Question authority continuously and rise above these old programs that have got us stuck in, oh, wow, you know, we're off work now. Let's go to the bar and have a few drinks and numb all our senses, you know. They've got us, so, yeah, we can numb our senses, and then they give us fluoride for our teeth, and that makes you dumb as a brick. And then
it's an industrial waste.
And then
it's a known industrial,
makes
neurological too, neurological industrial waste.
And then let's compound it. Can't have any, you know, things in your water, so we got to put chlorine in there. You know, and that chlorine is really bad for you, really bad for you. So what else are we going to do, though? You know, we got to make sure there's not little bacteria in our water. So, you know, biofiltration water systems, is that the key to that?
They're called, yeah, that could be the right...
Biophotonic?
Yeah.
Biophotonic, I think it's called.
You might check them out. They have some... There's a whole bunch of
new... So are they expensive, or...?
I don't know, but desalinization we need too, you guys. We look at... that's one thing Saudi Arabia has, and we really are going to need some. You know, here and there, there's just, you know, some major projects on this house for red, yellow, black, and white, because we're all connected. And we've got to end the stress. Stress causes disease. Then what do we do for disease? Oh, we kill other people, or we take drugs, or we go and, you know, drink and drug, and or get a gun. And that's, you know, practice, you know, getting ready to kill people. But now what? Now who? Now what about the wars? You know, like, we got to get this together. There are only, okay, natural herbs, what you were talking about. We'll stay there for a sec, and I'll jump back to the other part of health care. We need natural foods, green foods everywhere, growing fruits, you know, nuts, berries, veggies, locally. We need local green civil services. Like, you know, this is part of why all the militaries have to stand down and go green. We have so much work to do. All militaries have to stand down and go green. Help this happen so that we clean up our environment, okay? It's Mother Earth. I don't, you know, red, yellow, black, and white, you stop it. You're poisoning the planet, okay? They have to quit warring, and because all that can be hacked anyway. It's expensive. It's dirty. We don't need it. You know, you love one another, Christian. Remember? Forgiveness seven times.
Well, since you're talking about that, let's go in another direction here. You see on television all these ads for, oh, Tide Pods. And I'll get this stronger, and this is stronger, and this is stronger. I mean, how strong a detergent do we need? I mean, every time we're nuking the fish and everything, every time we put that stuff in the water system, it all ends up in the rivers and then in the ocean.
If you have, if you're on a bunch of drugs, some of the people, their pee's full of drugs, and we don't have the proper systems to keep, you know, drugging people and filtering their pee. With all the drugs.
Oh, you mean
yeah.
It's all ending up in the ocean.
Some of it's
in the ocean. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's like, you know, and no one even wants to look at chemtrails. You know, like, oh, they're not real. Well, go to geoengineeringwatch.org. Geoengineeringwatch.org. And, you know, check it out, because there's enough other information that Dane Wiegentin has. And go to Ilana Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D, Freeland. And her YouTube, and Annie Jacobson, Jacob, S-E-N. You'll get a lot more information about the military-industrial complex, penal-industrial complex, and tied to the biological warfare, and really, weatherization warfare, you know, because whoever controls the weather, you know, you need to controls the food, controls the water, controls the planet.
Well,
not being addressed.
I guess you hit the nail on the head there with that one. Hydroponics is something I've had a background in, and I think that if we went to a different system of roofs on our homes to where we had easy access, roof gardens that are on metal roofing that is... troughed, so your plants' water can drain right down them. You can grow them right on your roof. It's recycled with a timer. Every so many minutes, the nutrient water goes up there, feeds them. You could, you know, recycle your trays. You know, you can one day you're eating out of this tray, the next day you're eating out of the next. You constantly have fresh, I mean fresh picked produce.
I mean,
it's really it's amazing what you can do with micronutrients and these sea kelp compounds that are amazing, because these sea kelp compounds have all kinds of trace elements and these little trace elements that you don't get in these other foods that we have. And also, you know, but look at this. If you grow this stuff at home yourself, you know what's in it. And we're not spending all this money for infrastructure. You don't have semi-trucks trucking stuff clear halfway across the United States. stuff sits in stores and their doggone coolers and stuff until it's time to use, you're eating fresh. And once I tell you people, once you start eating fresh, you'll never go back because it's just so much and unbelievably better. You have your fresh herbs, fresh spices, fresh vegetables, and you don't have to go buy them at the store. Yeah. You might have to buy a little bit of first outlay for your water pumps, your sequence timer, your nutrient solutions. But once you have all that stuff, it's just a maintenance of keeping your water levels at a certain level. Go and check them every couple of days so you don't have a water leaks going out on the ground. And you've got fresh food.
But if you're going to grow all of nature's big pharma, where big pharma got the drugs anyway, and now they're coming out of China, and that's not smart, you know.
Yeah, you want.
They showed you with phenol, right? That called fentanyl.
Fentanyl,
yeah, they showed you with that. Better watch out, you know, really, where our food and our herbs, our medicine, our green medicine, where our medicine comes from. Really, don't you think, I mean, most people at least know the transition with CBD. It's at least finally out there. You know, Mother Nature knows what the humans need, not some weird chemical, strange poison thing, you know, really. So
yeah, and it doesn't get you high either. That's what's good about that.
Well, what else is good about it is when people realize what they really need is love, you know, and self-love. And how can you have, it doesn't, I mean, because otherwise you can have, you know, if you don't have love in your life, you don't have self-love because you've been so traumatized with so much fear and so much abuse and fear of other, just being sensitive towards others, you know, trauma and drama and abuse and you know, caught up in the systems of fear-based, you know, either, you know, calm down, take some drugs, or go to happy hour, drink, or go to, you know, party, get high, do drugs, or, you know, get a gun and go and, you know, protect people from drugs or poison food. No, drugs. No. I'm trying to figure out what they're protecting us from.
Ourselves, I suppose. Huh?
Yeah, so we're just like, you know, so we're back again with hydroponics and massive edible landscaping crews, too. I mean, really, why not? You know, we don't need massive fleets out in the ocean, you know, doing with all this poison and killing the whales and, you know, playing with these war toys that are, you know, can be hacked. Let's face it. They can all be hacked. That's, it's just, it's not a good toy. It's not, it's not.
The new sonar.
Yeah.
The new super sonar is killing so many fish.
Yeah.
You know, I just heard recently from a friend up in Alaska, he said there's dead salmon all over the shores. They don't know what caused it. You know, it's ridiculous. Now, what do you do?
Well, you stop HARP for one thing, okay? You stop the chemtrails. You pretty much do that, okay? Then you get out there that you have to take over media. We really need help. Maybe the e-tech guys, e-tech, .com out of, I think they're actually in Japan and also I think in Utah. But anyway, our USA, if we can get MIT, Colab, the Colab part, and get them transitioning with us, you know, for the green economy, for new edible landscaping crews, you know, and hydroponics in old buildings, hydroponics at churches and hydroponics at the schools, okay? And so really they're learning, you know, how to, and you know, all those trade schools really got to get going again, and home ec, you know, I mean, come on, what happened? Oh, Common Core, Betty DeVos, yeah, Common, you know, standardized testing, and who's writing the test? Like, what? It's pretty bizarre. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you a little story. I graduated with honors. I took all the math science they could have. And I graduated a year early. I had two jobs. Worked at the Officers Club. boy, oh boy, open mess, and in the nursery. But anyway, I worked it since I was 10. But anyway.
So you were a military child.
Yeah.
How do you like moving every, what?
I was lucky.
How many years?
Every my brothers, they had to move every 2 years. I was lucky because around fifth grade, I got to go to, I got to go, I got to stay in one place from junior high and high school. So, but I did graduate a year early, and because they didn't know what to do with me. I had all these special classes and blah, 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 blah. I just learned it was like, oh, I have to do this. Like, okay, aye, sir. And so I just did it. You know, I don't remember it. In fact, it's so bad that I took all, you know, algebra, geometry, and then I took calculus. And, hey, I can't add, you know, like, what, is something really wrong with that? Like, what is that? You know, elementary analysis, it's like, okay, 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 you know. And I graduated honors a year early, but I can't add. Like, what? No, what? You know, I work with people in, when I was doing international business in the mushroom industry, that's cash and movement and shipping and all kinds of international banking, blah, blah, blah. And it's so bizarre. Because they could add way better than I could. I mean, like, I mean, it's bizarre. So what is math really for, and for who, and why? And why, and science? Wow. I'd go to Noetic Science right now if I was you people. I'd check it out. Noetic, N-O-E-T-I-C, Science. Oh, so fascinating. And, they're here to help with the Awake Network. Oh, they're incredible what they're doing. And go to medical hypnosis. Check it out. Medical hypnosis is already healing 99% of the drugs that Big Pharma gives out. So, yeah, with no drugs. None, like, not even replacement good food, you know. So, yeah, you might want to check that out. And there's, you know, doctors, PhDs, dentists, and what have you that are involved in that industry. And then also, too, let's see, we've got, I'm talking about, I'm jumping back to the soul work, you know, God within each person, light workers programs, ascension programs, healing art programs. I keep getting that we're supposed to, mental health is really critical, but so is physical health. Let me finish my part on physical health real quick. Is there's seventh generation products too, disinfecting wipes and all these different sprays for fungus. Oh, get this, it just happens to kill, and you can spray it and you know, eat around, you know, it's no problem. But anyway, it kills. This is they're called disinfecting wipes, and it's clean. It's clean well, and it's seventh generation. Plug out there. Amazing, because it's botanical disinfectants, and they're made from essential oils. I mean, essential oils, look them up. Look up natural healing for almost anything, and then you can douse yourself too. Learn how to douse your own energies. Oh, I forgot. I skipped that part. Right. It kills 99, the seventh generation, natural, and other natural herbs online, okay? Remember Big Pharma and street drugs all came from natural product. Nature. Okay. So, but these wipes kill 99.99%, get this, of all bacteria and viruses, okay? Why aren't we growing more essential oils? I forgot. Bacteria and viruses. Oh, we need another vaccination instead, right? With policing, with checking, with maybe probably our U.S. Army No, U.S. citizen soldiers, probably U.S. Army National Guard, you know, will be doing the tracking.
Tracking, oh.
Oh, right. Don't they track and trace now, like, your COVID or not, or you did?
Yeah,
or...
but, you know, just recently in Portland, these nurses took a half dozen of those tests and ran them without even giving them to anybody, and they all came back positive. So who the hell do you trust to this whole thing?
Follow the money. And government subsidies. Go to goodjobsfirst.org. They're doing and followthemoney.org. It's really, really a time to. Yeah, because since all money is made up and there's a, what is it, you know, the spending out of the Pentagon, this big push for more military funds, it's got to stop now. It's absurd. It can all be hacked. And here's the next part. Stress causes disease. We need the money. We need all militaries to stand down, go green. We need to put all that money into clean, green products and, you know, clean water, clean air, clean food. I mean, whoa. And we also need to let people know that when people get to the next level of these conscious evolutionary health care, health and human services that aren't working, that are healing centers set up so you don't have the division of families. You don't have foster care drugging people and then the drugging, oh, and the street drugs, no, and the drugging, oh, no, and the jailing, and the what? Now, how much money is going to all that? Now, wait, or to war too, right? Because you got to have all those war toys, and but they can be hacked. But we don't care because you know it's just robotic warfare, transhuman super soldiers, and you know other programs that are really cruel and mean, cause more and more pain and suffering, cause more and more horrors. Okay, hell, really, you know.
Okay.
So, wait, real quick. Body, mind, spirit healing centers are a mess for our real health and human services because right now our health and human services are to divide the family, drug the kids, vaccinate the kids, oh, and drug everybody, and then, you know, or put them in jail, or, let's see, get guns and fight each other. Oh, yeah, or right versus the left. Now, who started that? That's not appropriate. You know, we've really got to get... you know, our country back and come together. So one thing I'm going to say here, is this, our USA needs real health and human services and social healer services, which means heart and soul, Heart Math Institute, check it out, and all the soul studies out there. There's all kinds of Chinese Taos and healing hands and healing touch practitioners. Healing touch practitioner programs would change everything, would help, would start. I mean, really help. I mean, you know, you're teaching people how to, like a Reiki's and reflexology and all these wonderful polarity and cranial sacral. And I mean, Soul Therapies and Soul News. Check her out too. Whitney Hughes, she's got tons. Kari Murphy. I mean, Soul Therapies are here for a reason because we're cut off from our divine connection with your true power, which is the light of God. Okay? Each person, we're made in the image of God. It's this old system that took over part of this planet, and it's not, we've got to. You know, dispel all those systems because they're really inappropriate. They're killing each other and killing the planet. Now, real quick, the all the people have the same red, yellow, black, and white. We never knew this, so that's where forgiveness, right, really comes in huge, is we had no clue that none of us, you know, really, we're just waking up now with internet that, oh, did you know that every red, yellow, black, and white, every single. We all have the same basic needs. They're basic to humans. They've been thwarted, sideswiped, used to control for slavery, you name it. Anyway, we can change it now with the internet. So we know that all humans have the same basic needs, same basic emotions. And if anyone's angry or upset, anybody, any red, yellow, black, or white, take them to the new centers to grow up. We have to grow each other up and get you know, the ancient wisdom back to earth and bring in that, you know, Christ consciousness, really, or divine source guide consciousness, direct contact, you know, with source, not more AI, you know, and go around these malevolent, killing, hurtful systems that did not come from the light side of our ancient history. You know, we have to dispel it and go into the light. And what do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I think that's true, that we do need to dispel all those old systems and evolve. Right now, on the 4th of July, may we take a minute to reflect and pray for the souls of all those lost fighting for the freedom of this country, and reflect back and think, what would they want us to be standing for now? A land of the free, a land of immigrants, a land of immigrants that came here 500 years ago and stole this land from the inhabitants, which were the Native Americans, which we lied to, which we poisoned, which we killed. We haven't done a very good job. And to this day, we're still torching and killing these poor people that were way ahead of their time. I just think, you know, reflecting back and looking at the last 500 years and how we've come as a nation, we are capable of so many things, and to be loving, caring, and sharing, not only the United States, but this planet with other countries, and not putting other countries down and holding them down so they can never even get ahead with sanctions and taking their natural resources just because we're the bullies of the earth. It's ridiculous. These doggone, you know, corporatocracies that have got us all into warring and, well, we need more money for this, and let's build more nukes. Don't we have enough nukes already? Why do we need more trillions of dollars going in? Now, look at, we've all seen where $1 trillion goes. And a lot of us got $1,200 a piece for you know, our money. Now, look, $1 trillion gave almost all of us $1,200. Imagine $21 trillion missing from the Pentagon. How much money we all have? It's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous. I think we need to change. As a nation, we can heal together and make this a better place.
Amen. Whoa. That's a talking. Yeah. So anyway, we're getting towards the end of the show here today. It's 4th of July, and, you know, you just think about it again, the, you know, the why the we need to go to these new heart and soul base, the new HWPA for heart and soul based community services for everyone, not more military services for everyone. You know, in a house or apartment for everyone, not a military base or, you know, money, you know, off those systems that are killing each other and Mother Earth to all red, yellow, black, and white. So heart and soul-based community services with a good basic guaranteed income and universal health care on a single-payer health care system. Go to Fix It, to YouTube, Fix It, Health at the Tipping Point by Unfinished Business, really an important health care point to get out right now about single payer, because it's single page. Medicare is a friggin' mess. I mean, it's just got too many convoluted, obfuscated, you know, programs of, it's too corrupted, okay, really. So, you know, we really do need to change the systems, and we need to go to heart and soul community services and green civil services. You know, basically, new jobs everywhere for everyone. You know, because it's a house we're on in the multiverse. So with that, and, you know, we're all connected, and it's our USA. It's our USA that can bring, under our Constitution, and, you know, know, please, everyone. I was going to, my computer's not working too well, but I was going to get, go through God Bless America song, and I was also going to let you know that the Declaration of Independence, you might, you know, want to check it over and really look closely at the leadership and who's been leading our country and the programs and what have you. And also look at ourrevolution.org, the issues that face all red, yellow, black, and white, and the right and the left. No more unity time. Go to ourrevolution.org and the Poor People's Campaign, thepoorpeoplescampaign.org. Bless you all. We thank you so much. Pardon? Yeah. Blessings to everyone on this 4th of July. You know, one nation under God to one world under God. That's our USA. We can do this and bring, because the answers are within each person. You get all the churches, spiritual groups that we have all over the world and say, hey, your answers are inside of you if you're angry or upset. We don't want war around here. We really don't want any violence. We want to find out who you are, why you're here, and get you into job creation that's good for you, and it's good for community, and let's go. All right, so I'm going to go out now. Today we'll go out with, you know, the light. It's all about the light of God, us waking up to our own inner light of God and remembering that we're all made in the image of God, but, you know, God is love. And so, in those light dimensions and thought forms of caring, sharing, forgiveness, love, peace, joy, and harmony, harmony, harmony. So we really want to get into harmony with these, with all of our politics and, you know, new education, job creation, political program shifting. So it's new jobs, new education, mass media. Support for these new systems and job creation and banking systems. And the banks, you know, those machines, that, you know, the way they play the, you know, quantum easing, and, what's going on, change of taxation, and systems and tax Wall Street millisecond, thousandths of second. Charge them. Charge a bank. It's just a machine, right? Thanks. That'd be good. So shine your light, everyone. Learn to shine your light because that's where your power is. Learn how to use your soul energies. Go online, check out Soul Energies programs too. See, you know, start using that light of God. Call it in. Call in the Holy Spirit realm. Call in the Holy Spirit realm because, Jesus. That's where Jesus came from. Andromeda system, maybe? Well, anyway. We need to have the planet of enlightenment, peace, and green, and, you know, shine your light is first part of it. So we're going to go out with Patti Becker's song, Shine Your Light. And, happy 4th of July, and think about harmony and peace and love and joy and cooperation, unity. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. Thanks for tuning in today.
My God stands beside me. In everything I do, my God lives inside me and loves me through and through. And if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine. If the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the felt the spirit, felt its might. I can see your holy beauty shining through you with the light. And if the whole world knew that same power that flows through